a bottom-line net tax cut of $1.4 billion over 3 years. That's what Kasich is proposing.
About 50% of the jobs in this state are created by small business. And we want to do everything that we can to encourage job growth in small businesses.
And so the governor is pushing a much bigger tax cut for small companies than he'd proposed earlier.
Small businesses up to $750,000, the bulk of them, well over 90% of them, they will have a 50% tax cut, their income tax.
Plus, the Kasich plan would include a hefty income tax cut for Ohio families that don't own companies. State Tax Commissioner Joe Testa outlines it.
And the first year is a permanent 7.5%. Second year, 2014, we're going to add another 7.5%. Third year, we're going to add another 5% for a total cumulative reduction of 20%. But there's more.
That's a one-time 4% income tax cut on this year's taxes. It's triggered by tax revenues coming in above what's needed to stash in Ohio's rainy day fund. Also under the governor's plan, a trimming of Ohio's sales tax from its current 5.5% to 5% even. But how could the governor pay for all these tax cuts? Well, first, by renewing his call to hike the severance tax on gas and oil harvested by horizontal fracking. And second, by broadening the base of Ohio's sales tax so that almost all services would become taxed for the first time. Tax Commissioner Testa says that makes sense because the economy has drastically changed since the sales tax began as a tax only on goods.
About two-thirds of all consumption is services. Back in the 30s, when sales tax was started, it was quite the other way around.
Ask Governor Kasich which services would begin to be taxed that are not now, and he lists these.
Lawyers, architects, accountants, lobbyists.
But a written list put out by the governor also includes services average folks might use quite a lot, parking lots, arts, entertainment, and recreation. Still, the governor stresses his proposed tax cuts far outweigh the higher taxes, the net tax cut, again, $1.4 billion over 3 years. For decades, pie charts of state tax revenue have shown the state income tax as the largest slice, but the governor's plan has the sales tax as the largest. At the liberal think tank Policy Matters Ohio, there is dismay over that. Even before the massive size of the income tax cut was announced, analyst Zach Schiller was criticizing the idea of lowering the income tax yet again.
When we cut taxes in 2005, people in that top 1%, they got nearly 10 grand on average a year in a tax cut. The people in the middle got 180 bucks. The fact is that when you cut the income tax because of its graduated rates, the bulk of the savings goes to people who don't need it and will further exaggerate inequality, which has been growing here as it has around the country.
But among majority Republicans in the legislature, a shift away from the income tax is getting a generally warm reception. House Finance Chair Ron Amstutz likes the thrust, and he calls the shift one of the two largest tax reforms he's seen in his 32 years as a lawmaker. Although the scale of the tax plan is surprising to some, the fact that Governor Kasich wants to lower Ohio's income tax again should come as no surprise. In 2009, when he announced he was running for governor, candidate John Kasich loudly proclaimed his long-range goal.
We march over time to destroy that income tax that has sucked the vitality out of this state.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.